I'm going to talk today a little bit about from the contractor's perspective, getting the loan docs in place and specifically the contractor's consent. Leading up to this talk, the flurry of activity that you saw, I think, is symbolic of what I'm going to talk about today. You got a contractor coming in and trying to gum up the works, doing things differently, making everybody very frustrated, including the presenter. But that's okay. We're good. We're up and running. The title that I had submitted originally was the title from the Rolling Stones song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want, But Sometimes You Get What You Need." I think the lenders were involved in selecting titles, and so they struck that and left just lender docs from the contractor perspective. So that's what we're going to talk about, is how I try to negotiate with these lenders. The first thing I want to say is to sort of set the stage about how the contractor typically gets the contractor or the contractor's consent documents from the lender. Keep in mind that the owner and the contractor have been negotiating a construction project sometimes for months, sometimes 3 or 4 months, negotiating over all the terms of the contract, going back and forth, both between the owner and the contractor and the owner's equity partners and other people involved. And so this has taken hundreds of hours of time to get a contract finalized. Well, let me show you how that process really unfolds. The owner walks into the contractor and says, "I need a budget estimate for my project, but I don't have a scope or a design for it yet." So the contractor says, "My estimate is $3,583,729.